Magandang araw po mga kababayan. Ika-siyam-napu't-walong yugto na po natin ngayon sa Usapang Pinoy. Hakit sa inyo ng Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. At nagpapasalamat po ako sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy. At maraming salamat din po sa mga bumibisita sa Usapang Pinoy Podcast Facebook group page. Ang topic po natin ngayon is Nurse Unseen. It is a documentary that explores the little-known history and humanity of the unsung Filipino nurses who risked their lives on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic while facing a resurgence of anti-Asian hate in the streets. This documentary has received several awards, including awards from the CAAM Festival, Asian American International Film Fest, Boston Asian American Film Fest, and Global Health Competition Award, all in 2023. Ang bisita po natin ngayon ay si Carlo Velayo, co-producer of the documentary Nurse Unseen. Carlo Velayo is an award-winning independent producer who uses storytelling to inspire narrative change. He has produced two scripted feature films, Lingua Franca in 2019 and The Light of Moon in 2017. In the nonfiction space, Carlo was associate producer of Back on Board Greg Luganis in 2014 and senior producer of an original documentary series, Happy Jail. The Oscar-qualified Nurse Unseen is a collaboration with Michelle Chosu, who is the director and co-producer. Born in the Philippines and raised in Sydney, Australia, and now based in the United States, Carlo brings a global perspective to all his collaborations. Ngayon po, bago ko po siya tawagin, narito muna ang second set ng Filipino-American History Fam calendar of events. We shared with you the first five in the previous episode. Sa October 25 po, Bayanihan Fest at 11 o'clock a.m. sa Uptown Atlanta, 575 Main Street, Atlanta, 30324. 10/27/25 is the World War II Georgia Veterans in the Philippines exhibit. Alas 12 po, 12 o'clock at 650 Dalton Drive, Dalton, Georgia, 30720. On 10/28 is the Cobb County Fam Proclamation at 7 p.m. at 100 Cherokee Street, Marietta, Georgia. On date to be discussed is the Georgia Governor's Fam Proclamation at 206 Washington Street, State Capitol, Atlanta, 30334. And on 11/2/2025 is Nurse Unseen, this documentary, our topic today. And it will be at 5665 Peachtree Dunwoody Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30342. At 2 o'clock p.m. is the reception, and 3 o'clock is the screening, which will also come with a question and answer. Ngayon po, ako po'y magbabalik upang tawagin ng ating guest podcaster. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome our guest, Carlo Velayo, co-producer of the documentary Nurse Unseen. Welcome, Carlo. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you, Jane. Good morning.
We are excited to hear from you, so let's go ahead and dive into our conversation. First, please introduce yourself to our listeners, who you are and what you do.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Jane, for having me on Usapang Pinoy. I'm very excited to be here and to chat with you this morning. As you said, my name is Carlo Velayo. I'm an independent film producer. I make both narrative and documentary films, both film and TV. I was born in the Philippines in Gensan, the city in Mindanao, but then I actually grew up in Sydney, Australia. That's where I did all of my schooling before moving to the United States in 2017. So I've been here for about 12 years now, and it's been a really incredible adventure in terms of the film projects that I've been able to work on, both here in the US, back in the Philippines, back in Australia, around the world. I've been very, very blessed and very fortunate in terms of the people I've met and the projects that I've been able to work on.
That's great. You make us all so proud.
Thank you so much.
What is Nurse Unseen? What story shaped the direction of this project?
Yeah, so Nurse Unseen is a love letter to the Filipino nurses here in the United States, but also around the world. Our director, producer, lead editor, executive producer of Chopper Play, and she's also the director of Venture Back to Spring, and we worked on Heavy Kill together. But Michelle really wanted to tell the story of Filipino nurses, why there are so many here in the United States, and also look at the contribution of the Filipino nurses to the U.S. healthcare system over the last century. But primarily, Michelle wanted to tell the story of her children, who you meet in the film and opening the film. She was a hematology oncology nurse at Children's Hospital in 1992. And through her story, Michelle said, I really want to tell the story of Filipino nurses. And of course, this is around 2019, started talking about making the documentary about Filipino nurses after the premiere of Happy Jail, which is on Netflix, the Godfather death in the Philippines. And as you know, 2020, the pandemic started and really affected the entire world, but it wasn't until September of 2020 when the National Nurses United report came out saying that even though Filipino nurses make up 4% of the nursing workforce here in the United States, at that point they were making up 31.5% of nurse deaths related to COVID. And so when that report came out, Michelle said, we really have to make this film. And really tell the story of how and why Filipino nurses are being so disproportionately affected on the front lines of the pandemic. So we started filming in April of 2021 when the team and I were getting vaccinated. As you can imagine, we were speaking to nurses, but also family members of nurses who were still on the front line. And so we didn't want to put them in theory. Their families at risk. So we only started filming in April of 21 when we get vaccinated, and we had a rough cut of the film by September of 2021. So we were racing, we knew that it was a very urgent story that we needed to tell. And so we completed production in 2021.
That's great. That's so great. I'm so glad you did that. We did interview a guest in our podcast, one of the nurses who was in the ICU during the pandemic. And it was a very touching episode. It was a very touching story. So I hear you. And I'm so, so glad you and Michelle did this. And I have to apologize because during my introduction, I mispronounced her last name. If she's listening, Michelle, I'm sorry. I pronounced your last name wrong. So my next question is, what inspired you to do it, and what do you want to achieve with this documentary?
I think for Michelle and myself and a lot of filmmakers out there, it's really about representation, right? I think specifically, we're talking specifically about my experience growing up in Sydney. I could see Filipinos in Sydney and in Australia, and my sister loved hiring the VHS tapes of the teleseries and the telenovelas from the Philippines before we could get like TFC and watch Filipino shows, right? So it was always about seeking Filipino stories and seeing Filipinos on screen. Right. And I think that continues in my work and what drew me to working with Michelle, telling more Filipino stories. And so I think that was the a main motivation and motivator for us to tell the story of Filipino nurses.
Right, that's very important.
Very important. And when you see the film, you'll notice that a majority, if not all, of our interviewees are Filipino. They are mm-hmm. experts in their field, not just in the nursing profession, but also, professors and researchers and statisticians and, sociologists, people who study communities, including our Filipino diaspora here in the U.S. and around the world. So that also, in terms of not only seeing Filipino nurses on screen, but also the entire Filipino diaspora, you know, and how we are part of this incredible tapestry, and the fact that we have made this documentary, the first, you know, feature-length documentary about Filipino nurses told by Filipinos, I think is not only a landmark in terms of storytelling, but that idea of representation.
Yes.
For Filipino Americans, but also for Asian Americans in mainstream media. I think that was an important part of why we wanted to tell the story the way that we did.
Yes, I really, really believe in representation. I gave a keynote in one of the events, and one of the things I said and I emphasize is that representation matters. You need to see us. We make us matter. Make us happen, that's make us matter. And that's exactly what you're doing with Nurse Unseen.
Right.
What does Nurse Unseen... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Jane, it has, you know, the ability or the possibility of inspiring more people to tell their stories, not just, you know, Filipino Americans, not just Asian Americans, but everyone, right? To say that their story matters and that their story needs to be told, it needs to be seen. I think that's a line in the film that one of our interviewees, Allison Mayo, says. And I think that's really pertinent, not just for nurses, but for everyone, right? That your story matters.
Right, exactly. And that's another thing that was related to what I said about representation is that Filipinos don't normally come up front, you know, they're always in the background, but it's time to step up and let people see us and, like I said, make us matter. Because I said, if we don't claim our seat at the table, we will be part of their menu. So,
that's really powerful.
Right. What does Nurse Unseen mean to you, and how have people responded to it?
So unlike Michelle, and unlike a lot of Filipinos, I don't come from a family of nurses.
Mm-hmm.
I did discover through this project that I have a few cousins who are nurses, one who studied in Australia, a couple back in the Philippines. I'm very proud of their service and very grateful for their service. But ultimately, through telling Nurse Unseen, I've discovered that Nurse Unseen is really a story about and for immigrants,
mm-hmm.
right? And especially here in the United States, it's so important to celebrate the contributions of immigrants, once again, not just in the nursing profession, but throughout the community and throughout the country. And so I think there is something for everyone in Nurse Unseen, and I think that's what makes this film, this documentary so special, that yes, we are looking at the Filipino story specifically and the Filipino nurse's story specifically, but through that specificity comes this universality of this is an immigrant story. You know, anyone who has moved from their home country to another country or even just interstate, right? It's this idea of, you know, you sacrifice in order to pursue your dreams, in order to pursue opportunities for yourself, for your family, for your community.
Yes,
and
service.
I think that's really important, right? To celebrate that sacrifice that people continue to make today.
That's right. I understand that Nurse Unseen has already been screened in a couple of different states. What kind of feedback have you received?
Yeah, so we've actually screened at 11 film festivals around the country.
Mm-hmm.
We've received 4 awards, starting off with the Global Health Competition Award at the Cleveland International Film Festival, where we had our world premiere in 2023. And then we've had 3 audience awards around the country. So the first one was in San Francisco at the Center for Asian American Media Film Festival, CanFest. The second one was in New York at the Asian American International Film Festival. And the third one was at the Boston Asian American Film Festival. So the film has been received very well. We were selling out screenings during the film festival run. And so we knew that there was an audience, we actually launched a limited theatrical release in 2024 in celebration of Filipino American History Month. And the community showed up and really supported, so much so that we were eligible and qualified to submit the film for a Best Documentary, I guess for consideration for Best Documentary at the Oscars. So it was Oscar qualified, and you know, we were just very grateful for that opportunity.
Yes, yeah, I heard of that. It's wonderful. It's so,
thank you, yeah.
It's like the acceptance, the support of the not only of the Filipino nurse associations, but also the Filipino community. Because we are screening this in Atlanta on November 2nd, which I already have made the announcements earlier.
That's right. Yes. And it will be the first public screening in Atlanta. We've had some other screenings through conferences. So the American Nephrology Nurses Association hosted a screening in Atlanta last year. But this will be the first screening open to the public. So as Jane mentioned, it'll be on November 2nd at Emory St. Joseph's Hospital on Sunday, November 2nd. And we're just very excited that we will be able to screen it in Atlanta, where I'm now based. And it will actually be, we will have screened in 70 plus community screenings, whether that be in-person or virtual screenings over the last 2 years.
That's
and
wonderful.
So we're really grateful for the community support in terms of inviting their sunteen to screen in their local hospital or their school of nursing, or even at their workplace. A lot of employee resource groups, business resource groups, especially the Filipino American or Asian American groups, have invited nurse sunteen to screen at their workplaces. And we're just so grateful for that. Mm-hmm. You asked about the feedback, and a lot of you know, Filipino nurses have, and nurses in general have said, thank you so much for telling this story. And one of them, she said to me, you know, you're not only telling the story of Filipino nurses, you're empowering Filipino nurses and nurses in general to speak out and stand up for their rights, for, you know, what they deserve, so that what happened during the pandemic doesn't happen again, right? So when Larnie mentioned that to me and said, thank you for making this film, thank you to you and Michelle for making this film, because it really has empowered nurses to speak up about their rights. I think that has been the best piece of feedback in terms of, you know, this film being something that, or becoming something that nurses can use, not only to represent their stories, but to empower them to speak up for their rights.
Yes, and there will be, I will have to talk to you offline about other communities and other associations' interests in screening this.
I'm very grateful for that, because that's how we've been able to share Nurse Unseen, a lot of word of mouth.
Right.
So a nurse sees it at a film festival, for example, and says, oh, I'm part of this Philippine Nurses Association chapter in this state or in this city. How can we screen Nurse Unseen to our local community? And similarly, when someone, you know, for example, Google, the Filipino Googler Network said, oh, have a community partnership here. We'd love to bring the film to this particular city, to this particular state. How do we do that? And so we have our website, nurseunseen.com. And if you would like to organize a screening, we have some information on the website. You can make an inquiry there, and then we can provide more information about how you can screen Nurse Unseen in your local community.
Great, great. Thank you for announcing that. It is a common knowledge that our Filipino nurses are the best in the world, at least us among Filipinos, but I believe they are the best. Why is it so important to show this documentary right now?
Yes, I'm also biased, because as a Filipino, I genuinely believe that, you know, Filipino nurses are incredible nurses. And that's not to take away from other, ethnicities and groups. I think nurses in general are superheroes. I think that slogan during the pandemic has really resonated that not all heroes wear capes. I think nurses are superheroes. And I think it goes back to this idea of representation. The reason why Nurse Unseen is so important is because, you know, there's an excerpt in the film where Michael Che from Saturday Night Live reveals at the Emmys 1 year that, you know, diversity is getting better in TV, but TV has had a diversity problem because for the 15 years of ER, the 15 seasons of ER, there wasn't a Filipino nurse.
Right, yes. Sure.
And so, you know, for us to be able to say, like, this is about Filipino nurses told by Filipinos is incredible. And as some of the listeners may have seen on The Pitt, which just did very well at the Emmys this year, the fact that there are two Filipino nurses, you know, Perla and Princess, amazing name, but they're in the opening scenes of this Emmy award-winning series on HBO, mm-hmm. right? And they're speaking Tagalog.
Nice.
And they're Filipino nurses centered in the story. I think that is an incredible indication of,
yes.
you know, how much progress we have made. And so shout out to the writers, the creators of The Pitt for centering Filipino nurses. But I think there's still so much more we can do. And going back to that idea of hopefully Nurse Unseen will inspire other people to tell their stories,
you know, yes.
other communities and their nurses or their healthcare workers or other professions.
That's right. And thank you so much for everything that you and Michelle do to put us at the forefront. Now, you have already told us how people can get involved by going to nursesunseen.com. So with that said,
nursesunseen.com, that's right.
I will let you go. But before that, can you give your final words to our listeners?
Yes. So thank you so much, Jane. Thank you so much to the listeners of Usapang Pinoy. I'm very grateful for this opportunity to tell you a little bit more about Nurse Unseen, the journey that we've been on as a team and as a community, and just very excited that more people will be able to see Nurse Unseen, starting with the community screenings in October for Filipino American History Month. And as we mentioned, if you are in Atlanta on Sunday, November 2nd, we will be screening at Emory St. Joseph's Hospital. So please look out for RSVP links. Please share the word so that more people can see Nurse Unseen and hopefully share the message behind this very important documentary. Thanks, Jane. So as part of my role as a producer, executive producer, and now the impact producer for Nurse Unseen, I'm actually doing a impact producing fellowship that is organized and funded by the Asian American Documentary Network, or ADOC, as well as Asian American Futures. And basically, the impact producing or the impact campaign that I've developed and that I'm working with Dr. Kevin Nadal and Dr. Stacey Litam, Dr. Mary Joy Garcia-Dia from the Philippine Nurses Association of America, we're looking at the mental health care and also the available resources for nurses, Filipino nurses, but nurses in general. And so we're using an excerpt of Nurse Unseen that focuses on mental health and using that as a way to start and continue, the dialogue around the importance of mental health and mental health resources available for nurses. So I'm really grateful that the impact of Nurse Unseen continues to evolve, and we're hoping that we will have more discussions about the importance of mental health care and just talking about mental health in general through Nurse Unseen and why it's so important for even nurses, our superheroes, to have access to mental health care and resources. So I wanted to add that in terms of, you know, how people can get involved as well. I think we really need to talk about mental health care because, as Dr. Kevin Nadal says in the film, you know, the next pandemic is going to be a mental health pandemic. And I think we're already starting to see that after the pandemic and everything that's going on in the world. And I think it's really important that we take the time and talk about our mental health.
All right. Thank you so very much for your time and for the information. And we will see you soon. Maraming salamat.
Thank you so much, Jane. Maraming salamat po.
Ngayon po mga kababayan, bago ako magpaalam, I want to share with you some inspiring quotes. First one, we are a nation of immigrants and we must uphold that tradition. This is by John F. Kennedy. Second, we came to America either ourselves or in the persons of our ancestors to better the ideals of men, to make them see finer things than they had seen before, to get rid of the things that divide, and to make sure of the things that unite. This is by Woodrow Wilson. The third, save one life, you're a hero. Save 100 lives, you're a nurse. Unknown. Fourth, a nurse is not what you do, it is what you are. I am a nurse. It's not what I do. It's what I am. The author is unknown. And the fifth, nurses are a unique kind. They have this insatiable need to care for others, which is both their greatest strength and fatal flaw. This is by Jean Watson, American nurse theorist and nursing professor. Yun lang po for today. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy at sana po ay lagi kayong makikahati sa ating mga usapan. Natapan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli. Paalam muna sa ngayon.
At talibat kami pa'y ayaw ko. Kaya kami pa'y balak-balakan. Nemi pa'y naramdaman.